This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Lucas Rossi of St. Michael's Catholic Church of Gastonia.
So one of my really favorite snacks is popcorn. And one of my, and during the first year I was here as pastor, someone actually donated to me a professional popcorn maker, like those miniature-sized ones you might see in a movie theater. And I love taking the seeds and this stick of oil that comes with the package. Better not to look at it, just throw it in. And then there's a center packet. It's filled with salt and the butter flavoring of throwing it all in together. And when I grill meat, I like taking that coarse kosher salt and throwing it all over the meat, seasoning it. We love salting French fries and all kinds of different foods. Salt, it brings out the flavor and enhances the taste of the foods that it's on. Salt is amazing. Just the other day, someone brought a lunch for me at the rectory, and I was preparing it yesterday, and I ate it, and it was pretty good. It was kind of okay, and actually, I thought, it's kind of bland. And then I looked at the container, and there was a note on the lid that said, just add salt. Okay, well, I didn't do that, so that's why it was bland. Salt, whether you like it or not, salt is vital to life. Our bodies require a small amount of sodium for certain functions like nerve impulses or muscle contraction and relaxation. We need sodium to carry out certain functions of the body. In the Bible, salt was used in sacrifices. The priests used large quantity of salt when they would prepare sacrifices in the temple. They would sprinkle them with salt. Salt in the book of Exodus was mixed with incense for the prayer offerings. When people made a covenant, they were said to share salt with each other. The salt was a sign of an enhanced relationship, something that had been forged that wasn't there before, a strengthening. And today, Jesus uses this image of salt when he speaks to his apostles. He says to them, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. Jesus calls his apostles salt. Jesus doesn't say, you're like salt. Jesus doesn't say, you will one day be like salt. Or you will one day be salt. No, he says, you are salt. He doesn't say it to them collectively, but each of them is to know that each is salt of the earth. Jesus calls them salt. Why? He's expressing to them how they're supposed to be in relationship with the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. How are these followers of Christ supposed to relate and be in the world? A great question for us in our modern time. If you watch the news, even recently, it's all bad. Look at the world and our nation, it's falling apart. Cultures are collapsing. People constantly come to me worried about the future. Some say, is this the end times? What are we supposed to do? The world has nothing to be joyful about, nothing to find joy in. Everything is darkness. So how are we supposed to relate now as Catholics to the world in which we live, in the culture in which we find ourselves, especially in America? And it seems that we have three options. The first option is to capitulate, to go along, to get along. To capitulate and give in to the woke culture, the cancel culture, to not make waves, not get in the way of anything, and just go along to get along. We'll just go ahead and blend in. The second option is to build a bunker. And there are many in the church that have this mentality today, this bunker mentality. The world is going crazy. And we're just going to let it go. We're going to hunker down in our home and in our lives and have everything just as we like it. Safe, secure, ordered. Everything makes sense. Let the world go as it goes, but we'll just stay in our bunker, safe and sound, and having things just the way we like it. And then there's the third option. The third option is to engage. To engage the world with the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, believing that the power of the gospel can change and transform the world. To engage the world in which we live. The third option. We are salt. Jesus warns his apostles, though, that salt can lose its flavor, and when it does, it's no good for anything just to be tossed out and trampled underfoot. How does salt lose its flavor? One of the ways in which salt can lose its flavor is by diluting it with water. Once you add enough water, you barely notice the salt. A watered-down Catholicism. A watered-down life of faith. Being watered down by the world. Do we really, and this is a challenge for me as much as anybody, do we really look any different than everybody else in the world? Do we eat and drink and spend our money and do business and watch TV and act like everyone else in the world? Or are we different? Are we noticed? We can be watered down and lose our saltiness. The other option, the bunker mentality. You know, you can have the Sam's Club size of kosher salt for all your needs and cooking purposes. The greatest quality, the largest amount. But if it sits in the salt shaker behind the cabinet door, what good is it? What's the use? If it's never going to be used, it too can lose its properties over time, just sitting there idle in the cabinet. Or we can be salt and allow our lives and our Catholic faith to infiltrate every area of our lives. Wherever we are, spend our time in those relationships that we have, we be salt. We add, enhance, preserve, and protect the good things of God in our faith. Super Bowl Sunday is coming up soon. And before you think this is a homily about the Super Bowl, think again. Because you don't know anything about football. But what I did learn yesterday reading an article was amazing. I learned about a football player from the Kansas City Chiefs named Harrison Butker. Harrison made headlines a few days ago when he made a 45-yard field goal that sent the Kansas City Chiefs to the Super Bowl final. What many haven't known about Harrison is that he is a devout Catholic father of two, that he spends his time serving Mass at his local parish, and he's an active member of the Knights of Columbus. I learned more about Harrison's life. You know, he grew up Catholic, and his family went to Mass every Sunday. But then, in high school, and I suppose as he was transitioning into college, he went to Georgia Tech to play football. And when he got there, he found himself questioning God, questioning his faith, wasn't sure if he really believed in Jesus anymore. And somebody else walked onto the scene. The man's name was Grant. Grant was a new recruit for Georgia Tech. And Harrison, when he first met him, thought he was a pretty cocky kid. Didn't really like him. But Grant was a joyful and happy young man, and he was also a devout Catholic. How wonderful. Happiness and joyfulness while being a devout Catholic. What a wonderful idea. And it worked. Because Harrison began to talk to Grant and wonder, what are you so happy and joyful about all the time? He began to learn about Grant's journey of his faith, that he too questioned God. And Harrison and Grant would have lots of conversations. They'd talk about the difficult issues and the truths of the faith. And then Harrison re-embraced his Catholic faith. Through their friendship and football, evangelization, Grant was the salt in the life of Harrison. Grant added salt to Harrison's life. And Harrison returned to the faith. In 2017, Harrison made the NFL draft and made a massive field goal in his first game as starter kicker. Around the same time, Grant was set to be the starting punter for Georgia Tech. But Grant left all that behind and became a seminarian. And at the seminary for the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Look at what happens when we really believe that you and I are not called to be salt, but that we are salt. We look at the world today and the culture collapse around us. So much mess, so much chaos. When will it end, Lord? We go to our Lord, we say, what do we do? What do we do? And I think Jesus gives us a very clear and very simple answer. Just add salt. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.